A weekend intruded here, and a very welcome intrusion it was. For two sun-spangled days, I was able to enact my favorite role of blade about town. On Saturday, I played tennis with Binky Watrous, lunched with Connie Garcia, and played poker with a group of intemperate cronies. I spent all of Sunday with Connie. I overslept on Monday morning, as usual, and decided it was best to begin by giving my father an update of my progress, or lack of it, when I reached the McNally Building. I recited a condensed account of my interview with Shirley Feebling in Fort Lauderdale, and finished by suggesting the lady might be sincere in professing love for Chauncey Wilson Smythe Hersforth. He was doubtful and insisted it was worth a second attempt at a cash settlement. I went to my broom closet, slumped behind my steel desk, and silently groused. I was frustrated by that conversation with the senior. I really didn't believe Shirley Feebling would accept a cash settlement, no matter how generous. On my desk was more frustration. A sheaf of faxed replies to my inquiries to national credit agencies regarding the financial status of Theodosia and Hector Johnson. If those reports were to be believed, Theo and Hector had never had a credit card, never had a charge account, never purchased anything from a mail order catalog, had no insurance, owned no assets such as real estate, stocks, bonds, or other securities, and had never filed a tax return. Utterly impossible. In our society, even a toddler of three has already left a paper trail carefully recorded on a computer somewhere. I prepared a scam to increase my knowledge, beginning with a call to Hector Johnson. I felt the scam included sufficient truth to convince the most worldly wise pigeon. Mr. Hector Johnson, I requested.
Speaking, who's this calling?
Mr. Johnson, my name is Archibald.